This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American, they wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time you spend with me. On the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE. Come on, you know the drill, right? 855-732-5563. Head up on the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. There's a gazillion and 19 million things you could do up there. I'm not joking, I'm serious. I mean, there's all kinds of things. If you head up to the website, I have an area there where you can sign up for my weekly email blast. I just let you know who's going to be in the show, what's going on, that kind of stuff. And it just, you know, and it helps me. Look, send me an email, joe@therealside.com. If there's a topic, an issue, a situation you'd like to see me cover or talk about, Dick Morris is going to bring. So, you know, I don't, Dick is not my unfavorite person, but I know that, you know, he kind of took a hit or a lot of heat for what he, you know, not calling the presidential race last time around. But he's been friends of the Clinton, or was friends of the Clintons, for about 20 years. He was with her. So if he really wants some inside information, there's a guy that can give it to you. So we'll have him on with us on Monday. And, you know, and like I always say, it's one of those things where if you tell me some of the people, I can't keep track of everybody, that you might want me to have on the show, I'm more than happy to do it. I want you to make it your show. I'm one of those guys that believes that we should all be part of the process. And again, there's people I don't know out there that have expertise in certain areas, that can speak to certain issues that you know more about than I do. So anyhow, I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. All right. I love the fact that Hillary is dumb enough. You heard me. Dumb enough to be able to be bringing up all the issues, all the female issues that Trump may or may not have. I don't think he has as many as they want to claim he does. But she is now furious at Linda Tripp. Now, why? Why she would be? See, these are all women. You know, she's for women, right? She's for protecting women's rights, treating them equally. But I guess equal has a different meaning to different people. Don't you think? So the story goes that Hillary is just furious at Linda Tripp because Linda has decided to come back. I mean, come back from the quiet, the beyond, whatever you want to call it. Now, some of you aren't even old enough to have been politically aware in the 1990s. Yeah, I know, millennials don't count here. Now, you might be familiar with former Clinton White House staffer Linda Tripp, who rose to infamy in her liberal media due to her involvement in the Monica Lewinsky scandal. Now, I wrote about all this. It's on the website. If you head over to the website, therealside.com, you can, you know, just search on Bill Clinton, the Clintons, Clinton scandal, Clinton love affairs, Clinton sexual assault. Any one of those will bring it up. And here's the funny thing about all this. To prove to you that a lot on the left are just dishonest about this, there's like 20 of these women, 26 of these women. Now, when Bill Cosby was being accused of all this, when Bill Cosby was having his feet held to the fire, when all these women started coming up, all of a sudden it was, even the left said, well, he must be guilty. There's something to the story. But somehow with Bill Clinton, you could have 150 women come out, and I'm sure there's that many out there. talk about the sexual assault, the things that went down. And it would be that they're all gold diggers. Now, Dick Morris came out in his book, plenty of his books, but the book in particular, he's got a new book out called Armageddon, how Donald Trump can beat Hillary Clinton. Now, he says that Hillary specifically came out and came up with ways to beat her, or to beat the women, to beat them down, to tear them apart, to ruin them. George Stephanopoulos, in his book, calls him out, too. Calls out Hillary's, I won't say command, but Hillary's directive to rip these women apart.
Leadership.
Oh, it's leadership. I'm sorry. Tripp recently took part in a lengthy interview with Breitbart reporter Aaron Klein, during which she recalled many of the various Clinton scandals that unsurprisingly seemed to foreshadow some of the Clintons' more recent scandalous behavior. She opened up about what she had seen regarding the aftermath of Vince Foster's death, as well as Travelgate, Filegate, and the Whitewater scandal. And most of you are way too young to remember those. Most of you. And, you know, when people talk about the scandals in her past, they always say things like, none of them were ever proven. Right? That wasn't it. It wasn't that none of them were ever proven. They were in a position to squelch them all. And the people that they had, no, I won't say control of, but people they had relationships with were able to squelch some of these, squelch the investigations, knock them down. Now, a common theme with all of these were Billy and Hillary Clinton. And as far as Hillary goes, I mean, think about what she's been through even recently. It is the common thread where nothing applies to them. Tripp began her career in the George H.W. Bush White House, which she noted followed strict protocols regarding security and handling of classified material. That changed when the Clintons arrived, she said, as they had a cavalier, loosely-goosely, this is an important kind of don't be a prude attitude towards handling sensitive material. They didn't see the importance in it. Don't you see that now? They don't see any importance in it now. She went on to say, because I would often bring up the fact that this had to... Well, we're going to hit this on the other side of the break. They don't want to... That's what I keep saying. Obama, the Clintons, this could be the downfall of this country if we keep handing it over to them. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a minute.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional item. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Back to the music in a minute, but first I've got a special free giveaway. I've got 100 free trials of a belly flattening breakthrough Nubiotics here, and I've been authorized to give them away to the station's first 100 callers right now. So if you want to see what you'd look like with a flatter belly, call now. Don't even wait till I stop talking. Only one free trial per caller, though. Don't be greedy. Okay, here's the number. 1-800-983-5628. I'm guessing it works pretty fast because it says here that if your belly flattening results are too dramatic, you're supposed to reduce use to every other day. And it looks like it's made from natural ingredients, too. Scientifically formulated to cleanse pounds of toxic sludge from your body. Okay, this is it. If you want a flatter belly, be one of the first 100 callers right now to claim one of these free trials. 1-800-983-5628. If lines are busy, try again. 1-800-983-5628. Call now for details. 1-800-983-5628.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
American-made food stores are love to eat. Yum!
Isn't that just like a WAP? Brings a knife to a gunfight.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, Linda Tripp, I mean, she's got to be making them crazy. Not just Linda Tripp. I mean, there's so, yeah, I know, I jumped right into it. Look, you're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live, blah, 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 blah. If you want to know more about the show, head over to TheRealSide.com. TheRealSide.com, you can find out more about me, the show, how to get the show, stations we're on, all that fun stuff. Look, if you have to listen on your smartphone in your area, and you'd rather listen on the radio, find a local radio station, ask them why they're not taking the show. Ask them why they're not broadcasting the show. Yeah, make them squirm a little bit, you know what I'm saying? Anyway, again, I am Joe Messina, your host. Always, always, always a pleasure. I went to YouTube to try to find maybe something on Linda Tripp or Mrs. Clinton ripping up Linda Tripp. And it's like the first 10 or 12 stories on Linda Tripp being a liar. On Linda Tripp betraying Monica Lewinsky. On Alan Combs tearing apart Linda Tripp. I mean, it's hilarious. It's like Linda Tripp was all wrong. And Billy was all right. And that's okay. You know, some of you have said in the Facebook feed, you're just as concerned as I am that Americans, plenty of Americans, don't see this as an issue. And, you know, when we talk about our moral compass as a country, where has it gone? What have you done to hold people's feet to the fire? Your kids' teachers? People around you? The ones you hang out with? The people at your club? And when I say your club, you know what I mean. I don't care whether it's your bingo club or your country club. Whatever it is. What have you done to help them maintain, to make sure they maintain? I mean, if you think of all the women that he's abused, and he's gotten away with it, and it's not a big deal, and she protected them. So you can say that this, as some have been trying to say, this election has nothing to do with him. It's all her. She's running for president. Okay, I agree. So let's not talk about the women that he sexually abused. Okay, let's talk about the women that have been sexually abused, and because they were related, or because somebody that she knew that she was related to committed to sexual abuse, she berated those women. She tore those women up. So what women does she actually stand for? That's my curiosity. What women does she actually care about? What women does she actually stand for? We've got, okay, this is interesting. We've got Alfred in Massachusetts on the line. Alfred, you're on the line with
Yeah, hi. I thought I was calling Mike Harrison.
Okay.
But that's okay.
Yeah, did you hear what we were talking about? The
shrillery.
Yeah, shrillery. Killery, shrillery. Got a lot of good names for her. What do you think about that? What do you think about the moral compass of this country where you've got a large majority of people that are willing to let that slide and let her get away with it?
No, I don't think the majority is letting that one slide. I think the majority is going to swing Donald's way. But this is the worst. Pick the lesser of two evils that I've ever had to vote on.
Yeah. Now,
why can't we get somebody running for president that worked 9 to 5, blue collar, you know?
Alfred, I agree with you, but they've gotten it to the point now where you need $1 billion to run for office. They've made it so the average guy, the good Joe, the decent person, couldn't raise the money required to make it to the presidency.
Yeah, and that's one of the biggest shames of it. It's a price tag.
Yep.
You know?
Yep. I hear you.
I can't afford any media. Well, actually, I couldn't run for president anyways.
No, it's we've got to that point now where we've got to shake it all up. We've got to rip it down and rebuild it, because it's got, again, who do you know? You know, we all know decent people around us. We know prominent decent people around us still couldn't afford to run for president, and we made it impossible for the average Joe to run for president.
That's exactly what we need is an average Joe. You know?
Alfred, thanks for the call. I see you're calling from my home state of Massachusetts. Good luck with you out there. I know you're going through a lot in that state, too.
I grew up around Riverside Park.
I grew up in the north end of Boston and then moved out to Milton. So it was.
I used to drive cab in Boston back in 71.
So you're a combat driver, right? You know what I mean?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, I know where the zone was.
All right, Alfred, thanks for calling. I appreciate the call.
You're welcome.
Yeah. You know, and when I say average Joe, you guys know what I mean by that. You shouldn't have to be in the 1% of the upper elite to run for office. You should not have to know people with all kinds of money around you to be able to get the money to get to run for office. And it starts at a low level. In the area I'm in the school district that I'm in, it can cost you $40,000 to run for a school board. You know, for a medium-sized school board, it costs you $80,000 to run for city council in a city of 250,000 people to get your message out. It's not cheap to run. Right? We all know, I mean, you've got to do mailers, you've got to do advertising, you've got to do all kinds of stuff to get your name out there. But we've made it, like I said, we've made it a billion-dollar business. I know plenty of guys that are in the political consulting arena that make some really good money. So back to Linda Tripp. Back to Hillary, I hope, never becomes President Clinton. Again, Linda talked about their attitude at the White House. They talked about their loose and cavalier attitude towards... Now think about this. Back then, they didn't see classified materials important or the handling of. I guess that's carried through. She doesn't see a reason to doesn't see a reason to keep it safe either, which keeps us safe. There's nothing there. She said, I would often bring up the fact that this had to happen, that this was not a luxury, this was a necessity, and a classified material is just part and parcel of working in the West Wing of the White House. And so there was a sort of disregard, she says, for any of the rules. They certainly didn't apply to them. And she said, even back then, it was startling to me. So she saw this back then. She saw their attitude towards this back then. Why do we keep putting people like this in? That's my question. We'll ask Michael Housum. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Michael Housum joins us after the break. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Don't go far. And let your loved ones know about the show. We'll be right back. Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show here. Did you miss the Affordable Care Act enrollment deadline? Can't bring yourself to sign up for a health care plan that's inadequate, restrictive, or just plain bad? Before you get tagged with all those penalties that go along with not having health care, get in touch with my friends at Liberty HealthShare. That's right, the people at Liberty HealthShare have plans that will work for you, and you can sign up at any time during the year. Liberty HealthShare plans also give control of your plan back to you. That's right, you will again have the freedom to choose what's right for you and your family. Plans are available for individuals and family members, not including the dog. Even if you already have enrolled in a health care plan, it's not too late. Memberships in Liberty Health Share plans can replace what you have now and allow you to go to any hospital and any doctor you choose. You don't believe me? Call them at 855-585-4237. Find out about their contract-free plans. Now, don't wait. Do it now. Let me finish first, though. Get informed or visit libertyhealthshare.org. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Introducing the fastest-growing digital currency company in the world, OneLight. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLight. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America-made food stores are love to eat. Yum!
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
I can see you right now in the kitchen, bending over a hot stove. But I can't see the stove.
Seems everything I buy these days has got a form.
Oh, God. We're going in, dude. I was teasing you.
That's my libertarian hat. How's that?
Oh, we may lose the picture. Hold on. We got to go in. Just hold on.
See that?
Hold on. You know how live radio is.
Good.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time you spent with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5560. I might as well just pull him on because I know he's itching to get on and show you his new hat. Michael Hausman joins us as he does every week here on The Real Side, and I always enjoy when he's on with us. Michael. Are you there? Oh, God, look at that thing.
Got freedom. That's pretty awesome, right?
Well, I don't know. Should it say got Trump or something? No? Not got Hillary? No?
Although I got it at, by the way, thank you for having me on.
Always.
I got it at the U.S. Midway down in San Diego Harbor.
Oh, wow, cool. All right. I'll give you kudos there. Is it American-made, though? That's the question.
I don't know. And you know what? I hope not. I hope they made it someplace where it was...
In China?
Yeah, so you can pay the least amount of money for it possible.
Yeah. Oh, God, here we go. All right. What, can you not read? If it starts with a CH, it's China.
Yeah, it does. It says made in China.
Wow. On an American boat? Wow.
My guess would be it was American cotton that was designed here and assembled there. And then it was probably Greek or Dutch ships that brought it over. As capitalism, man, it's beautiful. It is a beautiful, beautiful thing.
Oh, God. All right, well, Michael, how you doing? Glad to have you on. Let me see.
Well, I'm not tweeting at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, here we go. Like, that was coming, yeah.
Although, you know what? I had to tell you about this. I actually thought about it. I was reading a tweet right before we got on the show talking about Donald Trump's crazy 3 a.m. tweets.
Yeah.
That why would anybody be surprised if he's on Twitter at 10 a.m. Moscow time? Because most of his followers are on then.
Oh. Oh, now. That's
funny.
Cold. Yeah.
That's funny.
That's okay. You know what? I'll give you this, and I've been saying it all day long. He needs to get off of Twitter. He just needs to get off of Twitter and do the right thing and let this thing go, because it would have burnt itself out. If he just let it go, it would have burnt itself out. Don't you agree?
Totally. What's her name? Conway? The the pollster hire that's running his campaign?
Kellyanne Conway.
Kellyanne Conway. You know, so they're sitting there, and it's super late at night, and she's like, you know what? I think he's about to nod off. I think we're okay. I can leave now. So she leaves, and he kind of, where's my phone? He picks it up, and then, you know, she gets a call a couple hours later, and she's like, oh.
Yeah, I heard. You know, he couldn't sleep, and he goes, well, hey, at least you know he's up at 3 in case the call comes in, right?
Yeah, childishly defending himself, you know, defensively defending himself.
Oh, God. I encouraging
folks to look at sex tapes as a way to defend.
Well, it put me to sleep.
I didn't check them out myself.
All right, so look, but let's get to something here. There's also this double and triple standard where you saw the note that CNN called her out way back then when she did gain weight like crazy. He didn't try to have her fired. Matter of fact, if anything, he tried to help her keep her title, stay with it, stay within the contract. So it's all a joke. It's just all nothing more than a show. Whether it's from his side or the mainstream media side, I know he feeds into it, but
it's all nonsense. I mean, of all of the things that need to be addressed right now in the country, whether it's international issues or national security issues or economic issues or unbelievable amount of overspending by the government or intrusiveness by the – I mean, the list is massive, right? Right. And it's like, what did the president nominee say about Miss Universe's girth? And what did the opposing party's nominee say about what the other nominee said about – it's just – and apparently he was coming out this evening talking about he started making comments about Bill and the fact that, you know, something about Bill's history and her marriage to him and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
I guess we're all living in a Kardashian world.
Yeah. You sound like my earlier caller. So, but here's the thing. If she is going to bring up, Trump's past experiences with women, are you saying that the other, that women are off the table totally? I'm not saying he should harp on it. Don't get me wrong. It's not what I'm saying here.
Right.
But does he have a right to look at her and say, you have no right to call me out on what you think that I've done to other women when you have protected and berated women that have been sexually abused by your husband? Would that be an okay stance for him to take?
Oh, I absolutely think so. Because of the nature of both of them as human beings and candidates. I mean, both of these people long to be clean enough to only be in the gutter. The gutter is too good for them. Which is, you know what, my op-ed this week, I don't know about you, man, but I'm actually to the point where I do talk about it every day, and I've got guests on my show, which is at 7 to 8 a.m. California time every single day, blah, blah, blah.
I just said the same thing. Go ahead.
It's not that I've lost interest, but I've kind of lost interest. And so what I've been doing, I realize that when I'm working out at the gym or riding my bike or driving in the car, I don't listen to politics stuff. I don't listen to political podcasts.
Right.
I don't listen to talk radio. I don't watch news. In fact, the op-ed that I wrote this week for Independent Journal Review is about a book on Pearl Harbor that I just read. I had the guy that wrote it on, I think it was last week he was on, and I'm probably halfway into this thing. And when I'm not talking and I'm listening to something, like the other day, yesterday I was walking through Costco listening to it, having nothing to do with politics because
you're done with it, right?
You know what? I really am done with that. I mean, I watched the debate. As I'm sure you watched the debate. I think, you know, all the analysis is right. Yeah, Trump did great in the first half. She did great in the second half because she just let him talk. She laid a bunch of traps for him. On the other hand, she opened up with the government is going to nationalize. The government needs to force companies to spread profit around. And
yeah, I know.
He wants to deny guns to those that are on the no-fly list. He thinks we should have kept the oil in Iraq. I mean, it's just I'm watching it. 20 minutes into it, I was done with it. What were your thoughts, man?
Well, look, obviously, I'm on live when that thing's on, but I went back and looked at clips and I looked what was coming across. But I got to tell you something, you know, because when you're in the moment and you're watching it, you get it's like I joke with, I know some people are going to get mad at me. Those people go to church on Sunday and they take notes while the pastor's talking. You miss everything after he says while you're writing a note. So I always got the tape and listen, you know, did it later on. But it's the same thing there. You know, we're listening and you're going off on what they just said and you miss all the other underlying things that are happening. So the next day when I was looking at it, it's really when I sat there and I got disappointed with him. And I said, look, there was a note, and maybe because we're in it every day, it's easier for us. I don't know.
Right.
But I'm sitting there going, okay, I would have nailed her with this. I would have hit her with this. I would have, you know, I would have hit her with that. And he didn't do any of that stuff. I think part of it was his team pulled him way back and said, whatever you do, you cannot come out swinging and looking like you're attacking her.
Right.
You can't do it. So it's just amazing to me when I watch that stuff. Yeah, he could. I hope, and I said it today. You'll be proud of me. I said, look, I don't want another Romney. If he's not going to fight for us there during a debate where he's fighting for his job, he's not going to fight for us later on.
Right. No, you're absolutely right about that. And that was the one takeaway that I had was that he missed that. You know, just super super simple, and I. It was a fantasy of mine that he would do this, is to say, wait, I'm sorry, are we getting lectured on cybersecurity by Mrs. Private Email Server? And then look up at the audience and just say...
Just shrug your shoulders, right?
She's talking to us about cybersecurity. I can't believe what I'm hearing. Something that simple would have just totally brought the house down.
Oh, yeah. No kidding. Hey, we got to go for a quick break. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Michael Hauser joins me from House Rules. We'll talk about that on the other side of the break. We'll be right back.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Attention, investors saving for retirement. What if you could store your IRA or 401k where you can see, touch, and hold it in your hands in the form of physical gold and silver coins? You know you can't do that with your stocks. With the Augusta Gold and Silver IRA, you can transfer retirement savings into physical coins and store them where you can actually hold them in your hands, where you can get your gold fast in a disaster. Augusta Precious Metals offers free shipping, zero management fees, and Augusta pays all upfront costs. Getting started is absolutely free, so call today, 855-222-5857. Rated A-plus with the Better Business Bureau, Augusta Precious Metals enjoys a 98% 5-star customer satisfaction rating with TrustLink.org. Trust Augusta. Call toll-free, 855-222-5857 now for your free guide to Augusta Gold IRAs. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857.
You got a love bite on your neck. He's coming back this morning. What's the matter with you? Your life's going down the toilet. Cover up that damn thing. Come on, put some makeup on.
All right.
Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me, and I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Last segment, no calls. Just stay with it. No calls. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. Head over to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. Sign up for my weekly email blast, okay? Don't leave me hanging. All I do is send you an email as to who we're going to have on the show, what we're going to be talking about, that kind of thing. You can decide to watch or not watch, or why you wouldn't want to watch, I don't know, or listen. I have no clue because I think you people are pretty smart. I know there's like 3,000 other shows out there. What the heck is that? There's 3,000 other shows out there that you could be listening to, and you've chosen this one, which shows me how high your IQ actually is. Speaking of high IQ... Michael Hauser joins me from House Rules, has his own show every morning at some ungodly hour out of California. Michael, tell them about your show and how they can get it.
My show is similar to yours in that I'm constantly congratulating my listeners for having the wisdom to listen to me, firstly.
Yeah. But do you give away coffee mugs? That's what I want to know. Oh, no. Watch this. Wow. How come I don't have one? I mean, this is cold, dude.
See that?
I do. How does one get a coffee mug from House Rules?
It's $400. Made in America, though.
There you go. Well, yeah, that would explain it, wouldn't it?
I actually set up a swag for my website, which is houserules.us, so you can get t-shirts, tank tops,
wow,
baby onesies. You can get a little baby onesie. On the front says, Make America Free Again, and on the back says, House Rules with Michael Housem.
Oh, wow. Make America Free Again. I like it. All right. So, hey, so they can hear your show every morning. How?
7 to 8 a.m. There's 12 or so broadcast stations around the country. The easiest thing to do is to just go to houserules.us, and there's a link for either the show that's running live, or you can listen to archives that way.
Yeah.
And there's a free app in the Google Plus store and in the Apple iTunes store is an app that you can listen live and chat as well.
Okay, cool. All right. So you
right, that's too much time.
You know what? It's like I tell people, I did what you did earlier. I said, look, you want to know more about me in the show? Head over to therealside.com, blah, 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 blah. Just go over there and tell you all about it. And then I moved on. So, right? You know, it's like, there's you get the info.
Right.
So you want to talk about the El Cajon shooting. And one of the things I found out about with the El Cajon shooting, it seems like this person did point something at the policeman, and you can expound on this, but he pointed something at the policeman, almost made, you know, took a, what do you take? He took a shooter's stance, Tammy, right? Oh, he had a vaping device with him, and he took a shooter's stance at the, at the cops. Give me your take on this in that area.
Well, first thing, this is my vaping device.
Right. That looks good. Looks like a laser gun.
If I held it like this, what would you think?
If I saw that from the... I would think that there was a Saturday Night Special. That's what I would think.
Why would you not think that? In fact, I'm going to send to you in... I don't know if you saw this picture. Part of the reason why it was interesting to me is I grew up... my parents live in Rancho San Diego, which is... the border of El Cajon is about 1,500 yards from my parents' house. I mean,
wait a minute. You know, we have listeners all across the country, and just because it's Rancho doesn't mean it's like highbrow, right?
No, not in East San Diego County. Look at this picture that I just put in the chat room. This was one of the pictures that was taken right before this guy was shot. And obviously, like all of these things, Joe, just like with you, I don't like to draw conclusions and to render opinions until actual facts are in.
Right.
makes
you different than the rest of them, I know.
Right. So if you're looking at this, looking at this picture, there's a cop 12, 15 feet off to the guy's left. The one guy has obviously got a gun. And then there's another one that's in a crouched position about 6 feet in front of him. If you were the guy with this picture, would you be like, you know what? I'm not sure what that guy's holding. Hold off. Or would you be like, oh, my God, he needs to go down?
If I can't, you know, in that split few seconds, if I can't see what he's holding, he needs to go down. Especially if he's, look, if you're telling him to put it down, and he's not putting it down or not making it a movement like a surrender movement, I'm sorry, you're going down.
There's just this one picture right here. It really doesn't, to me, nothing else actually matters. It really doesn't. Because, I mean... It literally could not be any more threatening, this guy's stance. Although, this is the interesting thing about it. When I talked about it on my show, this was then the 28th. So I talked about this on Wednesday. This was from the Huffington Post. Police fatally shoot black man in San Diego suburb, sparking protests.
Of course.
And then I go in, so the story itself, Huffington Post just aggregated the thing from Reuters. An unarmed black man has died after being shot by the police. And then it goes down further into the article, and it says, a study released in July show police use force on black people at rates more than three times higher than for whites. It's not till the very end of the article do they actually show the picture. And you can see this picture, Joe. The only way that you could tell that this guy was unarmed is after he was rendered completely unable to hurt anybody, and then they could be like, oh, that he's standing there in a crouch like this, holding something.
Hold that face on at the camera. I mean, like you did with me earlier during the break. You know, you held your vaping device face at the camera like you're going to shoot the lens out of the camera, right?
Right.
So if I'm a cop and I'm 20 feet away from that or 30 feet away from that, and I see that thing pointed at me, and I'm telling you to put it down, you're going to lose something. You know what I'm saying?
Is there any question about that? I mean,
there isn't in my mind.
There's none.
Right? But what do we have? We had protests, right? We had people walking the streets. We had protests going on with it.
Right.
Right? Because we've been conditioned to fight any of that when it comes to the police.
Right. And then to push that sort of narrative after the fact. So I'm standing there like this, and now I'm down and dead, totally justifiably walk over, and it's like, oh, it's a vape device. It turns out he was unarmed. And the Reuters guys are like, oh my gosh, he was unarmed and shot. He was black. Now, did you also notice the other thing about the picture, Joe?
I'd have to pull it up again. Yes.
Do you notice the race of the guy that's directly in front of him?
Let me go back and look. Hold on. Let me pull it up again. You know, we are in live radio, but that's okay. Take your time.
No.
The guy that's directly in front of him is a black cop. Let's just be clear about it, okay?
They share primary racial characteristics. That's exactly right.
I'll call it out. Black on black. That's black on black crime then, right?
Oh, gosh. Now, you might actually know the details. I did hear something about the guy that was shot, that he had been deported once, and he was an immigrant, and there's some more details to this story that I'm actually unaware of. Perhaps you know.
Where the heck did that article go? I had it up and was reading it earlier. But, yeah, I had also read that he had been deported three times. He was a criminal, and he had no business being here. But, hey, come on. This is California. Governor Moonbeam says, come on in, right? I mean, our arms are open to all refugees, all people trying to get away from the high crime in the areas down in Mexico and South America. Come to the high crime. Bring it with you. I don't even know where to go with that.
Oh, my gosh, Joe. They've released the video now.
Ah.
7 o'clock tonight, California time. The San Diego PD has it's a private citizen cell phone video of the shooting itself.
Okay. And what are you saying about it? But let's get back to you know that area, okay? Well, give us an overview of that area, quickly.
Well, you know what? The center part of – oh, my gosh, I'm watching the video. The center part of El Cajon is pretty rough.
Okay.
Let's just say it's not Brentwood and it's not the Pacific Palisades.
Okay. All right.
You know what? I just watched the video of this thing, and this guy is running around the parking lot like this, Joe. Like this.
Okay.
And there's all these cops coming at him, and he's doing...
And they still did a protest.
There's absolutely no way that after this guy running around doing this, if these cops didn't take him down, they should be kicked off the police force. It doesn't have anything to do with what any of their races are. It doesn't have to do with anything. Is that... It was clearly threatening behavior, and there's no way for these cops to magically know that this was shooting water vapor, right? Not a projectile.
Oh, God. Michael, we got to go real quick. Really, again, the one spot they can find you?
HouseRules.us. HAUSRules.us. Joe, thank you.
Thank you. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side. Listen, I want you back on Monday, so don't do anything stupid over the weekend, okay? Tell your friends, your loved ones, your unloved ones about the show, and we'll catch you on Monday.